To Kyrgyzstan now, in Central Asia, where ethnic tension has erupted into brutal violence. Armed gangs of Kyrgyz have been marauding through Uzbek enclaves. Kyrgyz officials say 125 people have been killed, but according to the Red Cross, it is many multiples of that. The clashes between Kyrgyz and Uzbeks began late last week in the cities of Osh and Jalalabad, both in the south of the country. New York Times reporter Michael Schwartz is in Osh, and he joins us now. Michael, what have you seen?
Things are pretty quiet in the center of the city right now. Most of the violence takes place in and around the Uzbek ethnic enclaves, and there are over 10 of those in the city. It's still not clear how many Uzbeks are left actually in the city, because many of them have fled to the border and tried to get across to neighboring Uzbekistan. But there's sporadic gunfire throughout the day, and the number of the dead and wounded, as far as we can tell, keep rising.
And the way you describe it in your reporting in the New York Times, there are whole sections of the city now that are just burned to the ground.
Yes, it's very clear that most of the damage was caused in ethnic Uzbek enclaves. In fact, there are some areas of the city where there are Kyrgyz houses interspersed with Uzbek houses. The Kyrgyz houses have been spray painted with Kyrgyz or KG on the outside in red spray paint. And they are the sole structures left standing amid piles and piles of rubble.
Help us understand, if you could, the tensions between the Uzbek and Kyrgyz populations there in the south of Kyrgyzstan that may have led to this outbreak of violence.
Well, Uzbeks make up about 15% of the population in Kyrgyzstan generally, but they're more highly concentrated in the south, which borders on Uzbekistan. And many of them have been here for generations. They occupy various spheres of the economy. That's one of the major complaints among Kyrgyz, that the Uzbeks occupy a large sector of the business economy in Osh and the surrounding regions. However, it's still unclear what the spark was that led to this outbreak of violence. Tensions have been rising since the former president, Kurmanbekov Bakiyev, was driven from power after anti-government protests in April. Uzbeks generally tended to have supported the new provisional authorities that took power after Mr. Bakiyev was driven out of office. And the Kyrgyz have been supporters of Mr. Bakiyev, who was from the Jalalabad region, and the south is considered his traditional stronghold.
You also hear this, that there are no police or troops on the streets trying to curb the violence precisely because they support the former president and they support what they're calling this genocide against Uzbeks.
That's not exactly true. There are patrols, especially at night. There are large contingents of fairly heavily armed police manning intersections in the center of the city. And just right now I'm hearing the treaded artillery vehicles with Kyrgyz soldiers driving around in the streets. But there is very, very little police presence in and around these Uzbek enclaves, which a lot of the Uzbeks are complaining about. And many say that the soldiers and police that are present in the area oftentimes help marauding gangs of ethnic Kyrgyz who launch sporadic attacks against these enclaves.
There are reports, Michael, that there is a mass exodus of Uzbeks, about 100,000 Uzbeks headed for the border with Uzbekistan. What's happening with them?
I was in one of these border regions today, and it's looking fairly disastrous. A doctor in this region said there were about 5,000 people. There's very little food, very little water. Another doctor told me that dysentery was spreading amongst the children, and four newborn children had died today because there's not adequate supplies to care for them. We've heard that there's between 60 and 70,000 ethnic Uzbeks from Kyrgyzstan who have been allowed to cross over the border into Uzbekistan, but it's not at all clear if the conditions in Uzbekistan are any better for them there.
What would it take to restore order now?
Many here, both the Kyrgyz and the Uzbeks, believe that an outside force needs to come in to restore order. There's a very low level of trust between both sides. Many here, as has the provisional authorities, are calling on Russia to take a more active role. But as it stands now, Russia seems to be hesitant to get involved in the conflict down here.
Okay. Michael Schwartz, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's New York Times reporter Michael Schwartz. He's in the city of Osh in southern Kyrgyzstan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.